The House joined the Senate in passing the $2.2 trillion Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, known as CARES, with key help for hurting producers. Help is finally on the way after the House rejected the last-minute procedural move by one GOP objector to force a roll call instead of a voice vote on the hugely expensive bill. Agriculture and rural communities are among the many beneficiaries of the unprecedented CARES Act. Billions will now go to ensure farm bill programs are carried out, while livestock and crop producers, rural businesses, as well as hospitals and healthcare workers get help dealing with coronavirus. Illinois Democrat Cherry Bustos.
Our farmers are worried sick about what is ahead this year, not only because of this worldwide pandemic, but also because of the threats of more flooding.
The CARES Act provides close to $15 billion to replenish CCC funds, the key to implementing 2018 Farm Bill programs, and $9.5 billion for livestock operators, food safety inspectors, specialty crop producers, and direct retail farmers. Washington State Republican Dan Newhouse.
It will support the agricultural industry to ensure hardworking farmers and ranchers can continue to provide food security for our nation.
The CARES Act also helps rural communities with aid for telemedicine, broadband, and business and industry loans and grants. There's also more for food stamps, child nutrition, schools, and food banks, as well as hundreds of billions in checks for individuals and families, including months of jobless benefits. Separately, the State Department eased restrictions on H-2A and H-2B applications for farm workers in Mexico, addressing U.S. agricultural concerns of a possible farm worker shortage at a critical planting time taking place during the deadly coronavirus pandemic. In other ag news here on your Monday, USDA's Farm Service Agency county offices are open only by a phone appointment until further notice because of the COVID-19 outbreak. FSA staff are available to continue helping agricultural producers with program signups, loan servicing, and other important actions. Also, the FSA is relaxing the loan-making process and adding flexibilities for servicing direct and guaranteed loans to provide credit to producers in need. Program delivery staff will continue to come to the FSA office, but they'll work with producers by phone and other online tools whenever possible. Quote, FSA programs and loans are critical to America's farmers and ranchers, and we want to continue our work with customers while taking precautionary measures to help prevent the spread of coronavirus, says FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce. Quote, we recognize that farm loans are critical for annual operating and family living expenses, as well as emergency needs and cash flow through times like this. FSA is working to find and use every option and flexibility to provide producers with credit options and other program benefits. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue and his agency has accepted over 3.4 million acres into the General Conservation Reserve Program signup that recently wrapped up. It's the first general signup for enrollments since 2016. County offices will begin to notify producers with accepted acres no later than April 3rd. Quote, the Conservation Reserve Program is one of our nation's largest conservation endeavors, and it is critical in helping producers benefit and better manage their operations while conserving valuable natural resources, Perdue says. Quote, the program celebrates its 35th anniversary this year, and we're quite pleased to see one of the largest signups in many years. For the past 3.5 decades, CRP has addressed multiple concerns while ensuring the most competitive offers are selected by protecting fragile and environmentally sensitive land, improving water quality, enhancing wildlife population, providing pollinator forage habitat, sequestering carbon in soil, and enhancing soil productivity. 75% of the nation's land is privately owned, and America's farmers and ranchers have stepped up to the plate to protect the environment and natural resources through this program. Farmers and ranchers get an annual rental payment for establishing a long-term, resource-conserving plant species, such as an approved grass or tree, to help control soil erosion, improve water quality, and enhance wildlife habitat on cropland. And we'll continue on into state and local ag news on your Monday following this.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
M&M Service Company is now treating soybeans with the seed treatments to help you get the highest yield and best stand possible. Treating soybeans is the most effective way to protect your soybean stand against seedling diseases and insects, while also providing early vigor. M&M also offers inoculant treatments. Your soybean crop is worth more today than ever before, and it makes sense to protect and enhance it with a seed treatment from M&M Service. Ask your crop specialist about the advantages of having your soybeans treated today.
Red or green, the question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Well, now, regardless of which side you're on, Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with the new John Deere and Case IH special discounts. Members can save up to $500 off Case IH equipment. And John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum 2 membership. For more information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571.
And we're back here on your Monday afternoon ag show. Moving on now to State of Illinois ag news. Above normal temperatures could be in play for the spring and summer months across the state. That's the assessment from state climatologist Trent Ford.
Yeah, so across the board, outlooks for temperature are good as far as drying the soil are concerned. So pretty much all the way from the 6 to 10 day and the 8 to 14 day short-term outlooks, all the way through the long-term June, July, and August outlooks, we're showing elevated odds of above normal temperatures across the state. So warmer than normal conditions. Of course, as we move outward in time, those probabilities get weaker as our uncertainty gets higher. But especially on the short term, for the rest of this month into the first part of April, the probabilities are pretty strong for above normal temperatures. And that will help evaporate some of that moisture out of the soil, as long as we don't see a lot of precipitation between then and now. So for the short term outlooks, the 8 to 14 day outlooks from the Climate Prediction Center actually show elevated odds of below normal precipitation across the state, which is good to see. If we can get an extended period of time, 7 to 10 days, where we get warm temperatures and below normal precipitation, if not any precipitation, then that can definitely help kind of build in that capacity for soils. Looking farther out, the 30-day outlooks for April and then looking further out into May and June are all showing elevated odds of wetter than normal conditions across the state. So, again, those aren't necessarily locked in, but if we don't build in that capacity in the soil to try to take in some of that moisture, we will see issues related to standing water in fields come mid-April into early May.
And with warmer temperatures recently and in the coming future, folks might want to head outside to avoid a bit of that cabin fever effect during the current coronavirus stay-in-place order. But the IDNR would like you to know that state parks and lakes continue to be closed to the public as Illinois officials continue to push social distancing to help slow the spread of coronavirus. Department of Natural Resources Conservation Police Sergeant John Williamson says they are finding hunters and fishermen are, in some cases, still unaware of the decree by Governor Pritzker that lakes and parks are still closed.
Probably the hardest thing for us to deal with right now is that people will say, oh, well, I've heard they've opened, so they'll come out here, they'll walk right past the signs and things and start fishing, or move our barricades and drive on into the middle of the park and know that when we can, if the order's open, that the parks are open, we will remove all the barricades, we'll remove all the signs, and everything will be good. But until you see those barricades moved, until you see those signs moved, you need to stay out. The other one that kind of came around that you guys mentioned was that somebody used our DNR Facebook page banner and put that all 2000 and 2021 hunting seasons were closed, and that caused quite the stir, which is completely false. Once everything opens up for statewide state property open to fishing and hunting.
The department has seen an isolated incident of false information circulating on social media posting as though it is coming from the IDNR. He indicates the best place to find the latest and accurate information is at the IDNR's website, dnr.illinois.gov. And in local news here on your Monday, Doug Turnaugh, manager of the United Producers Sale Barn in Shelbyville, has said that their feeder cattle special sale for tomorrow is still on, and their cow special for next Tuesday is still on. That'll be held again next Tuesday, April 7th. They only request that at this time the stands at the auction be limited to bidders only. And again, their feeder cattle special in Shelbyville for tomorrow is still on, as well as their cow special. That'll be held next Tuesday, April 7th. And in one last note from around the local area, due to the circumstances involving the COVID-19 outbreak and the order to shelter in place through the 7th, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is sorry to announce that they have to postpone their spring fish sale, which was scheduled for April 7th. Office staff hopes to be able to reschedule for later in the spring or begin making plans to hold their sale in the fall as planned. Refunds will be made to those who have already submitted their orders and payments. Staff members apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. The Soil and Water Conservation District Board of Directors in Montgomery County, along with their staff, thanks you for your continued support of the Soil and Water Conservation District and its programs. Anyone with questions is asked to call the office in Hillsboro at 532-3361, extension 3. And that concludes your Afternoon Ag Show for a Monday. But remember, if you have any ag news for us, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Monday afternoon, March 30th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.